So, to just set this moment for the channel, why don't you just come into a meditative position again and close your eyes? Okay. And when the channel is over, we'd like you to leave the same way we did yesterday, without fanfare. And you're welcome to sit or, you know, leave at your own speed. Be in the energy as long as you'd like. So quietly, just take a moment to center yourself again. Close your eyes, take a breath. And let your gratitude settle over you like a comfy, familiar feeling. Let the love in the room, the healing in the room, surround you like a perfect cocoon of light and love. Because that's who you really are. That's why you're here. And the energy here supports that and knows who you are. Cry on the entourage, all of the selves that you carry with you. Know that you are loved.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I spoke first of the Cave of Creation over 20 years ago. For some, it was a new concept. Others knew all about it. The attribute of the energy there is not simply a place that you report to coming and going. Uniquely human, I'm not even allowed there. Allowed is not the correct word. I don't have a word to give you that my partner can translate. Appropriate, perhaps. Energy sets a standard. And if the energy is that of humanity, and only for humanity, you won't find me there. For I have never been and never will be a human being. It is why I am so in awe of you. For you are just like me when you are not here. And when I meet you someday yet again, we'll stand together, which is also incorrect, for we're not singular when you're on my side of the veil. You're part of the collective, the energy of creation, the power of love, and we'll stand as equals, and you'll remember everything. Everything. You'll remember today. The attribute that is the most amazing about the Cave of Creation is that in its quantumness, it has no time. So whereas you would assign an Akashic record to it of who you've been, the karmic groups that exist, I would like to tell you its main attribute is that of a family gathering. Listen to me, this is hard to understand, so difficult for you who exist in a linear fashion for survival. Every single soul that has ever been on the planet and ever will be is in the cave. That's not predestination, it's the potentials. Therefore, there's an essence of family there that cannot be explained to you, planning that is there that cannot be explained to you. Beautiful relationships yet to come. It cannot be explained to you. I will tell you this. Old souls come in with an energy, a potential for the planet. And if they awaken to the potential even slightly and give honor to synchronicity and to God being the source, we then can arrange potentials around each of them. If they come in and do not awaken and simply plow through life like everyone else, they'll run into walls. They'll have the difficulties and the drama every other human being has who suspends themselves from Source. If you choose to walk in the light of the core, there's a whole dimension that awakens to you that you never even knew you had. Caring, love, beauty, a sense that you're never alone. A sense that you're taken care of, a sense that God knows everything around you and is planning for it. Being a human is not easy no matter what. Even in that state, you have to work. You have to survive. But wouldn't you rather have your hand held through life than not? And those who awaken, I will tell you this, that even in the next lifetime, the potential of who you'll meet and who your partner will be, and the beauty and the splendor of the arrangements of that are known today. It's not that hard to know them when you sit in the core of a creator. It's not that hard. All of that is in the cave of creation. It is a mix of potentials. If you go here, this will happen. If you don't, then it won't. Some of you sit in the chairs have saved your life. I said that yesterday, by awakening to the core. And without that awakening, you'll just simply run right into that place, which is your demise. Because there is no intuitive sense to move left or right. There's only the three-dimensional logic and your instructions from your parents and those around you that guide you here, guide you there. And it's such a small piece of the puzzle. The main truth that I would like to give you today in this short message from me to you, from the creative source that you will return to, is this message. You are born magnificent, and all through your life you are told that you are not. And there are those who sit in the chairs today that had to endure that from the beginning. And they got it from their culture, and they got it from their religion, and they got it from their parents and their siblings. And how are you supposed to walk through life when the first 20 years of it, you were beat up and told you were nothing? What happens? Can you survive that? Old soul, can you survive that? And the answer is more than survival. You can cancel it if you want to. You can cancel it. And when you stand in the core, you know better. How can I explain this more than that? When you look and you see truth, it cancels untruth, doesn't it? When you find out something you believed all your life is absolutely wrong and incorrect, and all the wrong and incorrect experiences vanish because now you know better. Well, here's the invitation to know better. Stand in your core and feel the power you have as an individual who has been on the planet up to 200 times or more. Stand in your core and feel me. For I'm there. A little bit of the Creator in you. Like the peace of Elijah that Elisha saw in his ascension that we've talked about so many times, there is a magnificent part of you which is multidimensional. It's huge. A big footprint on the planet. But if you don't find it, I don't believe it. And if you don't stand within it, it's tiny. It's as small as an atom if you never see it. It does not present itself, for it's not appropriate. It does not prove itself, for it is not appropriate. It stands ready for free choice. It's always been the case. Even the shaman from the past can come in and never see it. It's not automatic. Every single lifetime, it requires you to look for it and acknowledge it. So I ask you, why are you here in the chair? And the answer I have for you is because you sense it's there. I want the entourage right now that has come in with me to place themselves around you. Metaphorically, I wish them to put their hands upon you. I want a dispensation of love and grace in this place so that those who wish to change their lives and plant the seed of their enlightenment so strongly they will never feel alone, I want that to happen now. And if you are ready to make those kinds of choices in your life, now would be a good time. And all it means, dear ones, is that you will leave a little different than you came. And all it means, dear ones, is it doesn't matter what situation you return to, it does not matter. You have the light, and you can walk in dark places. That's what it means. And they won't have any effect on you, and you can start to feel it. You can start to feel your enhancement and your power. You can start to feel less wounded when they say the things they say. And you can stand tall and know that we are all there with you. But that requires free choice. Not wishing, not hoping, not pleading, not praying. But an absolute knowledge of who you are. And I'm telling you who you are. Magnificent. Born that way. Ready to go. You've got this magnificent race car engine in you. Don't settle for driving around the block, all right? It's about time you stepped into that power. That's when things start to change. Oh, it's slow. Don't expect a revelation in light. Expect the seeds to be planted. Expect peacefulness, better sleep, and control over the things that bother you. Gently, slowly, you change. Human beings cannot simply step into the core energy automatically overnight, especially if they've not done it before. It takes time. It must be comfortable. And in the process, dear ones, if you feel unbalanced, if there are things that bother you, even within the enlightened state that you are taking on, if some of the attributes seem uncontrollable, if there are issues I want you to know something. Don't think like a human. Don't go searching the libraries on how to control them. You're connected to the source. That's why it's happening. There's someone in here that needs to hear this. You know who you are. Go to the source and say, I don't know why this is so. This is bothering me. This is irritating me. I don't understand. The energy is too intense. And you know what the core is going to do? Well, thank you for letting us know. It is settled. You got to communicate it. And you might say, well, I thought God was with me all the time. Doesn't God know? I'll tell you something. You are in charge of everything. There are no automatics here, except one. You're loved enough. You're loved enough to have potentials around you that will create synchronicity, should you choose to find them, accept them, work with them. Everything we are saying is human driven. It's like the tool sets lay there, and in every single step, you got to do something. Speak to Spirit. Dear Spirit, these are the things which I need control over. I'm feeling too much of this, too less of that. I don't understand the growth. Slow it down. I'm not sleeping. Why don't you deal with me a little less in these times, a little more in these times? I'll tell you, when you step into your core, those are the things that you'll get. You're letting Spirit know how to work with you. It's beautiful. When my partner first started channeling, we had to slow it down or burn him out. And we didn't know that. Now he knows how to do it. And so do we. Every single human being is different. Every single one. How many lifetimes have you been? What have you learned? What is your spiritual quotient? What is it you will accept and not accept? What is your life lesson? What are you here to learn? What are the areas of difficulty? What are your strengths and weaknesses? You see, the puzzle is complex, and we stand here as a collective ready to hear all about every single one of them, and you have to tell us. What a tool set that you can control even your enlightenment and your growth. It's beautiful. It means there's not one rule for everything. It's not generic, you know. Family, it's not generic. It is personal. It is beautiful. We know your name. Now, how about it? The group continues to touch you and say, it is a good time. You've got something to say to Spirit, something you need, something you want to say, and even if it's to say thank you, now would be a good time. Blessed is the human being who sees that within themselves which is unseeable, which is out of the sight and the sound and the smell of anything they have ever known. Blessed is that human being who understands and knows that they are far, far more multidimensional than even the physicists will acknowledge. Blessed is the human who knows they're here temporarily and that death has no sting and they will be back. The old soul is here for as long as Earth exists, and they want to be. You may not like this life, and you may think it's difficult. I know who's here. And that is not why you came. Listen to me, you're not here to suffer. God did not put you in a place so you'd be uncomfortable. Why don't you find that out? Why don't you find that out and start changing it? Find out where you belong. And I don't mean a place. I mean, how much can you be loved? Can you feel it? Can you stand a little taller and say, this is the day I changed my life? And that light you hold is going to help the planet even more than you ever thought it could. You're not here to be unhappy. Again, this is the message of Cryon. It has been for 22 years. It may get more specific, and if it does, it's because the energy allows it, that you have created a higher vibration. It allows more specificity. Allows us to be a little more clear on some of the attributes of the systems that are multidimensional. But the love never changes. It's always the same. And no matter where you are, even that moment when you lay on a place and you say these words to yourself, I know I won't be here tomorrow. I want to tell you, you've done that so many times. Don't be afraid of it. Because in a moment, you'll see me and all the others. And we'll say, welcome home yet again. Don't worry about that moment. Extend your lives through peace. Stay longer. Hold a light. You'll be home soon enough. Now the entourage backs away. But they leave part of them in you had you chosen to accept that. It is the way of it. Energy is not in 3D, not spiritual. It is multidimensional. It is with you as long as you choose. It stays. And the invitation is to let it grow. See it, understand it, feel it, and know you're never alone. And these are the truths of the day and tomorrow. And forever. I am Cryon, lover of humanity. It is my message of the day, of your magnificence and my relationship to you. And so it is.